This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we began our study of 1 Peter in the last two visits, we noted that Peter was an apostle, a sent one. He was writing to believers who had traveled to different places in the world. What he wrote to them is relevant for all believers, even us today. He shared from his own life experience and wanted to equip all believers so they would be sent ones to reach their neighborhoods or wherever God might send them. To start with, let's do a Focus and Amplify study of 1 Peter chapter 1. After reading the chapter a few times in different translations, I determined the focus to be salvation, past, present, and future. Reflecting on this further, I noted he amplified these three phases of salvation in three different ways, first in verses 1 and 2, then in verses 3 through 12, and finally in verses 13 through 25. Consider how he did this in the first two verses. He pointed out they were God's elect, chosen by God, and blessed by God. God did this while they were strangers in the world. They were living alongside of unbelievers who didn't understand what made them tick. Peter also pointed out they were scattered throughout what is now known as Turkey. Some had chosen to move to these regions for business reasons. Others were driven out of Jerusalem to escape persecution and settled there. Churches were established in these cities and towns. Peter wanted to see them grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ so they could be effective witnesses to their neighbors and friends where they were living. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.